Blog Talk Radio.
Fashion, the makings of a dream. Follow the light, chase after your goal. Don't give up the fight. Travel that road, shoot for the stars. So follow your dreams and follow your heart.
All about all the goals you set, how you execute. Stay on your path, long as you believe, then you will have. Be who you want to be, live the lifestyle with luxury. Poker face, don't let them see what you're going through. If you chase your dreams, you will succeed.
All you want is a mansion,
a condo in Manhattan, a ski lodge in the Aspens, beachfront in the Hamptons. Know you gotta keep trying, know you gotta keep fighting. Gets hard sometimes, trying to filter out the hate with all that lying. So just push past them skeptics, jump over the yes men. Skate across that bro-ish, still sticking to your plan. Still following your dreams, never let hate get you down. Tackle it, cause defense is the only way to stand your ground. Keep your mind set on the finer things, born leader so you achieve. Never giving up on what you believe, couple setbacks but you still believe. So you push forward till your mark is made, change the game but you still gonna play. Do it and you can't do, so never mind what the haters say.
The makings of a dream, follow the light, chase after your goal, don't give up the fight. Travel that road, shoot for the stars, so follow your dreams and follow your heart.
Greetings and thank you, our radio listening audience. Welcome once again to the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Jabbar, the reality of the Creator. Thank you, our listening audience, for being with us here again today on such a beautiful day to hear the wise and profound teachings of Imam Shahid Jabbar. Today's radio and knowledge is the beginning of power. Man speaks irrationally without being conscious or mindful of what he lets emotions talk for him, therefore bringing on circumstances that he later regrets. A couple of old sayings I can recall hearing when I was a child are, you talk too much and talk is cheap. In fact, you talk on love, I remember it being. There is an important message in both sayings. Most people speak without thinking, and talk just to talk. The few wise know that thinking requires consciousness or conscious thought. That is to be consciously aware and focused on what you say. Think of your words and say what is best. To blurt out your feelings is to blurt out your regret, sorrow, and shame. Take time to think before you speak. Words make peace. Some sayings of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, are on the tongue around us and those who are close to us. He never used the tongue to tear a person's character down or destroy that person. Too many people are not on earth today here among us because of the evil works of the tongue. I remember that a 10-year-old on the news, not too many years back, I know, that this 10-year-old girl committed suicide because of what another child's mother was saying about her. So it's very important to be conscious of what we say. The thing that we have is that is like eating the dead flesh of the brother. The tongue is like a weapon. It can be used for good or evil. So be very careful of what you say. And again, think before you speak. I now ma'am. Shahid Shabara.
Yes. Assalamu alaikum.
Yes, sir. You are on the air now.
Okay. Yes. Yes, I am ready. Good morning to all the radio listening audience. First, we want to give all praises and our thanks to Allah, the Almighty Creator, for blessing us to live to see another day, to get it right. And we pray that He will bless us to open up our hearts this morning and open up our ears so that we can receive the message that He wants us to receive, not the message that I have for you, because I myself am open to receive the message of Almighty Allah myself. We have to understand that Allah, our Creator, is all-knowing. And by Him being all-knowing, that means that no one else knows anything except what Almighty Allah blesses them to know from His divine knowledge. So today, we want to talk on this show, and we want to bring to you the message of Almighty Allah so that we can pray that our Creator would bless us to have a better understanding of what the purpose of life is. Because the purpose of life is not what most people perceive it to be. You know, most people, they look at the outside. They judge things by quantity, that is, numbers, or they judge things by appearances. And that is false, because appearances are false and quantities are false. Meaning this, people, all the material things in the material world, including the physical bodies of the human being, will and is inevitably going to pass away. All things created will pass away. And all that will exist after everything in the creations in the heavens and the earth pass away will be the Creator, Allah. So we must prepare if we have any wisdom for that day, they call resurrection and judgment. So this is the beginning of the talk, because the topic is the tongue speaks life or death. And we know that if we think about it, whenever we speak, we can speak words that will hurt people. We can speak words that will hurt ourselves. But it's all in the choice of words we speak. We can speak words that will keep our mind and that will keep our souls in bondage. We can speak words that will free our mind and free our souls. But here again, we must think before we speak. See, Almighty Allah says that there are signs in all His creation, and even in the human being, to speak to us, to tell us, to direct us to Him. He says that these signs that He has revealed, He speaks to us through all the signs in His creation. But in order to hear Almighty Allah, you must focus on the unseen and take your focus or attention off the seen, the things you see. And I do want to say with that, that Almighty Allah, the Most High, He is life. He is life. And when you speak of life, if you are an intelligent person, you must think of God, Allah, or the Creator, Almighty God, because He is life. Now, on the other hand, Almighty Allah, say that all good comes to us as humans from him through his mercy and divine grace. And he said all the bad that happens in our life, it comes from our own choices, free will of choosing on our own without the guidance of Almighty Allah to guide us to the right, to that which will lead us to life, that which will give us life, which is his words. So you see, if you speak the words of Allah, you are speaking your life into existence. And if you speak your own words, what you think, what you feel, your opinion, or somebody else's words, or somebody else's opinion, you're speaking your own death into existence as well as those that you are speaking about or to, you're speaking your death into existence. There's another saying that a person who is taqwa, who is conscious of God, Almighty God Allah, in their life, and a person who is not conscious of Almighty God Allah in their life, inside their soul, inside their heart, is like the living and the dead. You see? Meaning this, if you are conscious of God, Allah, your creator, then you are conscious of life because he is life. But if you are unconscious of Allah, your creator, then you are dead. You're dead. How are you dead? Your body's walking. You're breathing. You're eating. You're sleeping. You're having sex. Is that life for a human being? You're riding around in your Lexus, your Mercedes. You got billions of dollars. Everybody worship you because you got all this money, because they say you look so good. But is that life, looking good and having a lot of material things? No. No, people. Life is in the ruh, the spirit of Almighty God, Allah. His spirit, he say, when he created our physical bodies, he say he created our physical bodies in the beginning. He said he fashioned and formed everything in its right place, the nose, where it's supposed to be, the eyes, the ears, your feet, your head. Everything is on your body, not by accident, but by divine design and order, you see. So he said after he created all of this, your body, and gave you five bodily senses, he said we didn't become living souls until he put some of his divine life-giving spirit into our hearts. And then, and only then, did we become living souls. I must emphasize soul because most people, even most so-called Muslims, they don't value the soul. They don't value the heart. All they value is empty ritualism. They go through rituals, and they think the ritual is supposed to give them life, and they ain't supposed to have no sincerity, no sincerity in their heart, no seriousness in their hearts about the fear of Allah or the fear of going against the will of their creator. You see them making prayers. You see Christians making prayers. You see Jews and other religious people always praying, going out all in the public, praying, all on TV with TV ministry, praying, 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 and doing all this talking. But look at their conduct, the Muslims, the Christians, the Jews, and other religious groups. Their conduct is absurd today. They are committing all kind of heinous crimes against nature. And what is nature? Nature is good. So that means they are committing all kinds of crimes against the good nature Allah has created in them, yet they're going out here doing all this praying, going through all these rituals. They fast. They make hajj, the Muslims do. The Christians make pilgrimage and the Jews to Jerusalem. And all of these physical, ritualistic things they do, they think these things supposed to some kind of magically, in a magical way, supposed to just transform their life, and they're supposed to have a good life, and the world's supposed to get better, And all they're supposed to do is just go through empty rituals without putting forth any sincere effort to strive in their conduct to better their moral conduct. Life begins in water. You know? Yeah, life begins in water. And water is symbolic of morality. So life for a human being begins with good morality. Good morality. And you see, that's what's been left out of religion, which most so-called Muslims, most so-called Jews, Christians, I keep naming them because they're the three major religions. And America itself, the United States of America, is a Christian country. But yeah, look at the morality of the people. The Pope John Paul II, peace be upon his soul, I hope the man be granted paradise. I think he did a good job, regardless of what anybody else thinks. Of Rome, the last pope, he said America, the United States, that is, of America, said the culture of this country is death. In other words, he was saying that the United States, they glorify death and corruption. And they do. You see it on TV every day. You see it on the computers, but you see it when you walk out your door. You see death and destruction all around you, and you see the people just gloating in it. When the people see two boxers, for instance, on TV, just beating each other, pounding each other, they just love it, like in the days of the gladiators when they used to put two men in there and fight, let them fight to the death. See, that stuff was brought over here by the Europeans. Yeah, this is where it come from. They try to make you think it come from Africa. No, 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 no. Civilization came from Africa, or so-called Africa. It was really Asia. Asia meaning a continent, a land of the black people or the dark people. And that's where creation began of mankind in so-called Africa. But the Europeans, once they migrated from their mother and father, their homeland, Africa, they migrated to Europe. And they lost all of their civilization, and they became barbaric. They became uncivilized, and they began to practice all kinds of perverted, uncivilized things in their culture. And their culture became that of not human beings, but savage animals, beasts, worse than animals. And then when they brought the African-American slaves over here from Asia, or so-called Africa, then they begin to teach us all these barbaric, uncivilized habits, huh, that they had already been accustomed to. And they took the civilized thinking from us, and they began to build America off from the Islamic civilized thinking and civilized teachings in the Holy Quran. They took that knowledge and began from us and began to build up America so that America would be the leading nation in technology, science, and civilization building. And they gave us their barbaric, animalistic, beastly thinking and beastly ways back in slavery over 500 years ago. And these ungodly habits, these ungodly ways, they gave us all the wrong food to eat. They gave us the Bible, a book that's supposed to be of God, that made them the gods, white people the gods, that made the angels of Almighty God, even made them physical and made them gods, white gods. And everything associated with divinity or Almighty God, they made white. So this is why black people are so messed up in the United States of America and all over the world, because you know what? They didn't just stop here in America. They went all over the world where the people of color was with the Bible, the white Bible that they had made, making the white man, the Jews and the white, pale-skinned Jews and white gods. And they took a whole continent of Africa where was strong in terms of unity. Even though you had different tribes, they all worked as one. They had a saying that it takes a tribe to raise, a village to raise one child. That's how strong our unity was in Africa with the Islamic teachings before we were brought to the United States of America and given forced to accept lies, false teachings about our past. And so people today if you don't know your history, if you don't know where you come from, then you will never know where you're going. You'll never know where your life is. Because where every human being comes from, the source of all life is God, Almighty God Allah. So we're taking it beyond the continent of Africa. Where do real life come from? Life comes from God. Where is God at? Is he in Africa? No, he's inside of you. He's inside of you. He ain't never been nowhere else. But the plan of the devil and his followers is to keep people thinking that God and God's, G-O-D-S, is outside of you. First thing they try to get you to think is that you are God, that it's your thing, your life. Do what you want to do. Don't let nobody tell you who to sock it to. Yeah, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. Not do what Almighty God Allah wants you to do. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. And that is the problem. That is the downfall of humanity right there. Thinking that they're self-sufficient, independent. Just because I got the freedom of will, I ain't got to do right. I ain't got to obey God. I can do what I want to do. Yeah, you can, but there are consequences. And you see the consequences all around you? It's self-destruction and the destruction of each other. So we speak life or death through the tongue. I hope we understand us this morning. You speak the words of Allah in the Holy Quran. You speak life into existence. You speak your own words and the words of other human beings and the words of the devil or the jinns or the evil spirits, and you're speaking death into your life, and you're speaking death on humanity, on all of those around you, your family and everybody else. But it's your choice. You have a choice. You always have a choice. This is why with the freedom of will, limited freedom of will, that Allah has given all of us as human beings, we have to take what's called, whether you want to or not, personal responsibility and accountability for all your actions in this life. And I read in the Holy Quran this morning, Almighty Allah, the Most High, say, every human being and jinn will be judged by our actions, our intentions, and our deeds. So if you want to speak life into existence, if you're going through hard times, if things don't seem to be going right in your life, not seem to be, if they're not going right in your life, and you know this, Almighty God Allah say, the first place you go, it ain't to your pastor, it ain't to your Muslim sheikh, your Muslim imam, or to the doctor, or psychiatrist. The first one you go to when things ain't going right in your life is your heart. Consult your heart. Consult your heart. See if your heart is still pure. See if your heart intentions are good. And Almighty God Allah says, if you do that and you see that your heart is designed things that are haram, that are forbidden by Almighty Allah, and you change that desire, change your intentions to want to do right, to do good, and then begin to act upon those intentions and the things that God is showing you, Allah starts showing you that's wrong, try to correct those things, and then he said he will change your conditions, make your condition from bad to good, like he created them good. We are the ones who make them bad by choosing to follow our own will, our own ways, our own desires, false desires, you see. So people, I know this is clear because it's clear to me. It ain't me speaking. It's Almighty Allah using me as a vessel to speak through. So we did have a guest. I wanted to mention to y'all whether he come on or not. And he can talk about history. His name, I don't know his name, but he's like the third cousin of Malcolm X, as most people know him, El Hajj Malik Shabazz. It's his Muslim name. He took the Shahada, and he became an Orthodox Muslim. That is a Muslim that followed the Quran, the holy book of the Muslims, and the Sunnah, the life example of the last and universal prophet of all mankind, Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, Yes, who lived 1,000 and some years, or 1,400 something years ago, was born in Mecca, in the country of Saudi Arabia. So he said he wanted to come on today. If he's listening and you want to come on, inshallah, be the will of Allah, we'll give him an opportunity to come on, because we must know what the United States is planning to do to us as a people, not just black people, African American, but the rich, so-called black and rich, so-called white, Jews and others. They have an organization. They call themselves Illuminati. And Illuminati, the terminology that Allah blessed me to see, illuminate means to enlighten. And Nati means not to give you the light. See, Illuminati. So the light that God, Allah, give you, they intend not for you to have that light, so that you will die. And it will be just a world for a few rich people around here indulging into all types of perversions that they're indulging into now. The most wicked people on the planet, it ain't the poor people. It's the so-called filthy rich people. And listen to the terminology. Where did that terminology come from? Filthy rich. Because Almighty God, Allah, says it was not that all people that would become of an evil way of living, he would give everybody a whole lot of material way of money. Everybody would have millions and billions of dollars, and we would be ungodly, unclean, filthy rich. That means we will be unclean, unfit for Almighty God, Allah. And I do want to say this too. What have anybody gained to gain the whole wide world and lose their immortal soul? The world is temporary, but our soul is eternal. It's immortal. Choose which you want. Temporary life here on earth for a life, not a life, but for an existence in eternal hell in the next life. Or do you want a good life here in this world and an even better life when you are die and you're resurrected for the judgment and you're said by the Creator, well done, my faithful servant, enter thou my eternal heaven, enter thou my heaven. Well pleased are you with I'm with you and you with me. Enter thou then among my devotees. Yes, enter thou my heaven. At this time, we'll give the co-host an opportunity to bring on anyone that have any comments, even any disagreements. We can disagree to agree. I have no problem with that. Or even if she want to come on, because she's very well learned and she's very spiritual. She holds Almighty God Allah first, number one in her life and all her affairs. I know, because she's my wife. So I will bring her on at this time and let her see if we have any guests or any comments she wants to make on what's already been said. As-salamu alaykum. Peace be upon you all.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Thank you, Imam Shahid Shabbat. Oh, wow. Again today, he's bringing on those beautiful and profound teachings from the message of our Creator. And he has really been blessed to make it plain, to speak the truth in a way that we can all comprehend. And we don't just want to comprehend it, we want to think about it, and we want to carry on, spread the word and use it for our good, use the teaching to make us a better person, also a better human being, and to know our work on earth, and again, God doing what we need to be doing to make this a better world for all creation. Again, we have guests as usual on our program, and I do see two numbers here, 202-604-4045. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
As-salamu alaykum. This is Thaddeus in D.C.
Wa alaykum as-salam, Brother Thaddeus. Glad to have you on this morning. Hope you're feeling well.
Oh, yes, very much. How are you two
doing? Well, thank Allah. Oh, doing right. Well, thank Allah.
Absolutely. You know, I agree with you totally that, you know, God is within us. Even in the Bible, even though they tainted the Bible, there are certain aspects in there that point to you that says, hey, I made you under me, so you must live to enlighten yourself. live to do nothing but good, because my name is nothing but good.
That's right.
And at the same time, because we are in this trickery of society, you're tricked into thinking that everything else doesn't matter. You know, they put things out here so that you lose focus on what's really insightful, that's to build your character, to build your higher self, to further ascension, to gain ascension, to be one with God. So to do that, they have everything around you, all that glitters and gold. They want you to worry about the women that's half naked, the young women.
That's right.
They don't understand that they're tricked into believing that's what it is to get a man, and the man is having kids. He's not a man. He's just a physical man having a baby and not being a man and taking care of that household.
That's right.
Also, at the same time, you know, what you say, you speak into existence, is what they would call the law of attraction. Well, the mind is so powerful because Allah gave us such a powerful mind. What you think you could become? It takes some work and effort. Sure, nothing is given to you. But what you speak, if you think negative, talk negative, all you're going to return in return is get negative. Nothing
correct.
Really negative.
That's right.
Now, I was telling my little cousin Desmond, Anthony's son, hey, look, he said, oh, there's no in-between. I said, sure, you're right. If you're a liar, if you lie, and you say, I'm not a liar, no, you're a liar. It's point blank. You're a liar. If you steal something, you're a thief. I don't care if you go in there and you take a peanut. You stole that peanut. You didn't pay for that peanut. So there's
right.
no thief. Right.
That's right.
So there's no in-between with that.
That's right.
But at the same time, I put a quote out there. I said, I'm trying to find a place to live between the negative and the positive. Now, there's always negative around you, but you have to have a balance, okay? Just because you may say no, you may disagree about something, doesn't mean that you're a negative person. But you always strive to think positive and be positive. Now,
that's
because
right.
in this society we live in so much negativity, it rubs off on you. You get a little touchy, you know.
Yes, it do.
I fight myself every day, you know, to do what's right. Or the devil always throws something in my mind and screams at you like a radio station. Do that. Do it. You know, and the other side of me, it whispers to you. God whispers to you. He doesn't scream. He whispers. And, you know, you take that whisper and you say, you know what? Nah, I'm not going to do that because Allah doesn't want me to. The devil's screaming at you. Oh, it's okay. Do it. And you're a fool to do it because you're listening to the bigotry, the rhetoric that's in your mind. And it's both of those things are inside of us fighting. But you have to find that balance to say, you know what? No, I ain't doing that. I'm going to stay positive and think positive. The more I've noticed this for myself. I had a great relationship with this woman. She's down in Georgia. Because I spoke with a wicked tongue, like tongue is like a razor, and I said some things that I did not mean, because that was the first thing that screamed at me to say to her, she doesn't trust me anymore. You
see?
Know what I'm saying? Because,
yes.
because words cut deep. She told
That's
me,
right.
I'd rather you hit me than say the things that you said to me. Now, I didn't understand.
See?
I didn't understand that just how powerful words were. Because
that's right.
I'm resilient. It doesn't hurt me. You say something to me, yeah, I might get mad about it. Forget it. You know, it doesn't hurt me like that. But it hurt her deep. It hurt her very deep. Now, I can't
yes.
take it back because you can't change the past. 5 seconds ago was the past. Can't change
that's
it.
That's right.
You got to keep moving forward. I learned from it. I keep going, you know.
That's correct.
And that's how you build yourself. Okay, you make your tomorrows better than yesterday. You understand what I'm saying? Today, I'm going to make my today better than yesterday.
There you go.
The failures I had yesterday, I'm not going to repeat.
There you go.
Simple words can reverberate throughout the universe. When you think you
that,
say
that's
something
right.
foul, say something foul to somebody, you think foul about somebody, which it has nothing to do with you. So why concern yourself with another person? The only time you should concern yourself is whether or not they need your assistance or you can help them in some form or fashion to uplift them. But unfortunately, we live in this type of society where I don't care about you. I don't care if you're hungry. I don't care if you're without money.
That's right.
How it is. And so it's designed to break you down even further. So the only thing I can say is, you have to things positive all the time, even when it's a bad situation. It seems like a bad situation. It's not a bad situation because God doesn't do no bad. It's always
that's right
for you. You have to make a choice, a decision. I try to tell this. I told this associate of mine. This is guy's girlfriend. He's like a brother to me. And she's like, you know, I got a sponsor, blah, 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 because she's doing drugs. I said, you don't need that. It's a choice. You have a choice. You don't need to be reminded of your foulness. Forget that. Learn from it and build yourself. You don't have to go to a room where people are just talking about all negative. I don't see how that can build you. The only thing to build you is being around positive people. I don't want to talk about my past. I don't want to sit there and dwell on what I did wrong.
That's
the thing between me and my son's mother. I said, I don't want to talk about yesterday. I want to talk about today. I understand because I'm the one that did it.
Yes.
So to further build myself, I don't want to keep being reminded of the negativity. Let me build today, not destroy.
That's right.
It's about building.
That's right.
Every day we build and destroy. Build
That's
and destroy.
Right.
Okay? You destroy your old self and you build yourself anew every day.
That's absolutely right.
Right. Every day I wake up in the morning, I give praises to Allah. I thank God. Thank you for waking me today. I'm able to see, walk, hear, talk, whatever. I'm thankful. Okay, I don't got no money. You know what? Sometimes I'll be broke. I don't have no money. It'll work out. It'll work itself out. Because anything you force is designed to break. You force a key in a lock that doesn't belong there, it's going to break. So you got to go with the flow. Flow like water. You flow like water, you can break down any barrier. Because water does that. Water erodes rock over time. Like I said, everything takes effort and work to build progress. It's not going to happen overnight. And the way to
do that,
you have to start thinking and talking with positivity.
If you don't talk positive
and be positive, you're going to get negative.
That's right. And I want to say one thing, if I can't interject at this moment.
Yes, sir.
Something that you just said that's so powerful that I just want to elaborate just a little on it. You know, you said something to the effect that about how powerful water is. Bruce Lee, he was my martial art teacher. And one thing he said is water, you know, it can conform to anything. And water is one the most powerful force that Almighty God Allah created in the universe. You know, water can penetrate through anything. Water can move a mountain. Water can move a mountain. You see, just water. Now, the mountain is so heavy, but yet water can get under the mountain and pick it up.
That's right.
And move it. Water can destroy everything on earth. Almighty God Allah brought a flood thousands of years ago. He made it rain for almost 1,000 years. And everything was destroyed except those who got on the ark with this prophet, peace be upon him, named Noah.
Mm-hmm.
So what am I saying? Water is symbolic of morality. So when the world becomes immoral, then the world will bring destruction on itself, corruption on itself. See, and water also purifies. Running water purifies itself. When water sits still, it becomes stagnant, polluted, and corruption, and you can't use it. And then it starts forming bacteria and germs. So it's just like the human being's life. You have to constantly strive every day that we're given a new day to live. Strive for moral excellence. Try to get your morals. See, if you don't know what morals is, not for you and me, but for the other people, morals is goodness. You know, Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said, righteousness is good morality. And wrongdoing is that which wavers in your heart, your conscience, and your soul, and what you dislike people finding out about. But today, most people don't even care about you finding out about their wrong. They bore with their wrong now. You see? They come out naked, bore. I'm here in Washington, D.C., the main city of Babylon, the main city of Sodom and Gomorrah. D.C., Washington, D.C., the most corrupt city on the planet Earth, with the most wicked government on the planet Earth.
Absolutely.
They worship corruption. They worship killing, murder. They worship stealing. The government steals from itself.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's why they give you more time for stealing than anything else. Because there's a sign I read one day by a white lady. It said, don't steal, the government hates competition.
And you know something? You're absolutely right. You know, I lost a job by a brother. The brother was jealous of the fact that his supervisor wanted me to work with him all the time he came to the property. And I worked for Overland Gardens, 400-something unit apartment. I was a maintenance tech. The brother was stealing, and I asked him, because things was junky. Our storage rooms were junk. I said, let me organize stuff. I can sort of find stuff. Well, you know, people, things are when it's junky. So I was stealing, and people didn't like him, but they came to me and said, you know what, I'm not paying the rental office. I'd rather pay you. So go get that. I did. He couldn't prove a point, but you know what he did? Because he knew that I was taken, and I was taken from him stealing, he made sure that I got fired. Interesting. And this was a brother. You see what I'm saying? And on top of that, the government is the biggest gangster.
Yes, they are.
The only land where, okay, I want to live good, well, you got to pay me. Give me your money. And if you don't pay me, we're going to come and take it from you.
That's correct.
Straight gangster. You know, and this is the only place. You don't pay your taxes? Why am I paying you for it? I built this. I'm working for it. So why I got to give you my money? That's the government. The government, oh, man, you know, right now it's a thing going on where they outsource all their labor overseas.
That's right.
Now, it used to be blood diamonds and blood gold. Now it's blood resources from the earth to build, make cell phones and stuff like that. Then they have labor shops. They pay pennies on the dollar for these people who can make these cell phones, ship them over here, and the daggone thing is designed to break. So the whole crazy process starts all over again. So you want that?
Okay, brother. Excuse me, my brother. I don't mean no harm. Excuse me, but we have a time limit of about 5 minutes for each speaker, and we have to give everybody an opportunity to come on. Even if they don't come on, we have to give them that opportunity. So at this at this time we're gonna cut our conversation and see if we have another host to come on at this time. Thank you very much, brother. I love you.
Yep.
Thank you, Sonny. We will bring you back. But we love the beautiful information that you're bringing to us and to the public, too. And we thank the Lord that you are blessed to participate with us and support us. But right now, we do have, I see, two more callers on here. We want to give them a chance to express themselves. That's the 919-479-2092. 919-479-2092. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from? I believe it's just Brother Larry here. Brother Larry.
Yes. Good morning. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother Larry. Glad to have you on, brother.
That's good to be on. It's always a pleasure to listen and to hear. Hear the good conversation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding that you present to the listeners, Brother Shahid. And good morning to Brother Thaddeus there. I could tell in his conversation and about every time I hear him speak, the Brother Thaddeus, I could hear his growth and his maturity, that he has matured over the years.
Yes,
and,
sir, I do too.
I do believe wholeheartedly because of my experience that's a plan of Almighty God. That's a way that we have to go and look forward to maturity in life, not only just for ourselves personally, but for, those that surround us. And even in the country, I've seen, I see the maturity that God has allowed us to go through, to inhabit it over the years. And, and I do believe that we as people are people of habit. And the one thing about doing bad or seeing bad things around us, and the devil works in it, he works in a way whereas he'll throw these things or put these things out before us because he's aware that we are people of habit, and that once we see some bad things out here, whether it be dressing or drugs or cigarettes or eating, he knows that if we see it through the temptation of it, that we subject to become inhabitants of it. We can try it, and next thing you know, we got a habit of doing it. We can dress this way, next thing you know, we are dressing this way as a habit. We can eat certain foods, get on certain diets, next thing you know, we have a habit of that. So we are people of habit. So we have to always stay reminded, as Brother Shaheed often does remind us, we have to always stay reminded that Almighty God is first, and that we should always not wander so far away that we get in these habits, get in these ruts, that we forget the guidance of Almighty God. We should always remind ourselves to stay close to Almighty God. We should always remind ourselves to seek his guidance, because it's so easy for us to get strayed away and too far off the right path, I call it. So we have to always remind ourselves to seek his guidance and seek his wisdom and seek the goodness that is out here amongst us. You know, and it's going to always be some evil out here amongst us. We are people that will be tried and tested, and there will always be some evil stuff out here, but we have to be conscious that we should always seek goodness, even goodness and righteousness in the bad things that we see, in the bad things that we do. You know, we don't want to cut our own hand off because we took something that we weren't supposed to take.
That's right.
So we don't want to go out and cut other people's hand off because they took something that they weren't supposed to take. Because, you know, let he who will not sin cast the first stone, as it said. So we already know where the evil alerts us. So we have to always be conscious that we have to be forgiving as well as we receive forgiveness.
That's right, brother.
You know, it's just I call it a thing of maturity to be with me, because I know I've done some wrong things in life that I wasn't supposed to do. And had I crucified everybody that did some wrong things to me, I mean, I'd be just as guilty as they are. Because
that's
I had
right.
no forgiveness in my heart. And
that's
over
right.
the years in my maturity, I find out that even now I am even more forgiven than I were when I was younger. So
it's
just a blessing to be able to understand that Allah is so merciful that it gives us time and work with us as individuals and groups of people that we are to seek mercy in him each and every day.
Yes, sir.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaikum salam, very beautiful, Brother Larry. And if I can just say, interject at this time, it'll be brief, just in case we got another guest to come on. You know, Almighty God, Allah, the Most High, he says in the Holy Quran, his final revelation for all mankind, he says that when he decreed his creation in the heavens and the earth, that he decreed or ordained that his mercy prevail over his wrath. This is why in the Quran we hear from the beginning, Al-Fatiha, to Al-Nas, the end, which is mankind, we hear him say, I'm often forgiven, most merciful. Often forgiven, most merciful. Often returning in grace and mercy. So you're right. He don't just punish us for everything we do. He said if he was to punish us, all people right now, for what we deserve, he would destroy us all. We would all be gone right now, in an instant. So mercy is very important, because that's what we don't see. People showing hardly in it to one another. That's mercy. I mean, you know, and like Michael Jackson said, if you want to start judging me or condemning somebody else, you start with the man in the mirror. If you start looking at your own faults, I guarantee you for a fact, you won't have time to look at nobody else's fault or what they're doing wrong, for trying to keep your own wrong in order with the will of Almighty God of Allah. So I'm through.
Yeah, and like you just mentioned about, say, he's often forgiving and most merciful. And that tells me right there that if he's often forgiving and most merciful, then He already knows that we will often do some things that we're not supposed to.
But there you go. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. I like that. I had never heard it though put that way. But that's so intelligent. It's so that's common sense, right? He's often forgiven, often returning in mercy, because he knows we're going to often commit sins, do things against his will.
That's right.
So you're right. So who wouldn't want to worship a God creator like that? That if he was to destroy us now for what we deserve and the wrong we all have done, he would destroy us all right now. The conversation would end on the phone and everybody would be wiped off the planet Earth. That is the jinns, the evil spirit, and evil human beings right now. But he loves us. He loves us. He don't want to see us destroy ourselves. He didn't create us to sin, but he created us to test us with sin to see what you like. Do you like a good life of his righteousness, or do you like a life of sin and the destruction that goes along with sin, the death and destruction? It's our choice.
That's right. And as we talk here, and as I hear listening to the conversation here with us, Shahid, and things that Brother Thaddeus said to share with us this morning, is that, okay, I mean, we know we got these, now as adult, I know, and sometimes, you know, I just see so much difference in myself and even in people that I know, Brother Shahid, like yourself. I see so much difference, and growth is what I'm getting at, with people that from when they was a child. So we know this as adults where we are now, you and I, Shahid, Brother Thaddeus, at our age and stuff, and the things that we've been through and seen, that we know that there is growth, and we see growth, and we see the maturity of people and loved ones and even in ourselves. So we also know that what we came through and what we see today, with the sins, and sometimes we may look at it and say, well, you know, it's much worse today than it was when I was coming up. And of course it is, I think. But we also have to take that same, I say, negativity that we see out here in the world today and view it as this is God's plan. We do, they do, but God is the best doer. He's the best planner. So
yes,
we can't take
right.
that.
Right.
And isolate ourselves from the world, so to speak, Brother Shahid. And I know you out there every day going about your business and doing your job in spite of all the negativity that you may hear or see or that come at you or that you may see with men holding hands and women holding hands and these other things, drugs here and cursing and fornicating there, all these different things. And as one of the works in the Bible, that says in the Bible, as we walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will feel no evil. So we
That's
cannot
right.
be overcome by all this negativity, all this impurity that we encounter in our day-to-day life. And and why? Because we know that we are protected by Almighty God, Almighty Allah. We know that we are protected by Him, so we don't fall short of being being afraid and being tempted by the evil satanic in this world. We just don't. We put on our armor. Our prayers, and we do our prayers, we do our fast, we do whatever it is that Almighty God, as much as we can. And
that's
sometimes
right.
we may not do all that's maybe asked of us, but we do as much as we can, and we
that's
will
right.
be rewarded for that.
That's right, Brother Larry. And, you know, along with your statement about Almighty God, Allah, and His mercy, His great mercy, He's saying this is for everybody. So I want everybody to be encouraged with this. Almighty Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth, say that if you believe in Him, a true believer, you ain't got to be a Muslim by name. A believer has no title. You got true believers of all races and all religions. So Almighty God, Allah, say, all believer, true believer's intention, it's better than that believer's action. He said, ungodly person, no matter what your religion or race, he said, your intention is worse than your ungodly action. So the whole key to life is good intention, godly intention. Because Almighty God Allah say, and this true brother Larry and Thaddeus, he say, if you intend a bad deed, and for some reason you think about that, and you say, no, I changed my mind, I ain't going to do that, he say, he will reward you as if though you did a full good deed, just because you thought about it, that bad you was getting ready to do, and you didn't do it. That's how merciful he is. He will reward you for a full good deed. Ain't that a merciful creator?
That's right.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's awesome. I mean, you know, so Islam is deep, man. I hope everybody will study the Quran and Islam before they die, because this is the only place you're going to get this type of common sense teaching of true, unadulterated with falsehood and lies by any black man, white man, Jew man, pink man, purple man, whatever kind of man you want to call him.
Well, I'll tell you what, there again, in my maturity, my years, though, I pay more attention than I do some things now without being, fast and fat-headed. And I just ran into a young brother last weekend. I think he's about 30 years old. And all of a sudden, he just starts speaking about the Quran and about Islam, that, you know, he believed in it and start talking about some things that he was a bit confused about in the Christian faith. And, I just told him to stay faithful and continue to seek, you know. One thing I guess I didn't want to do, you know, I was at some people's house and I didn't want to make a scene, I kind of felt in my heart. And, you know, it's what we have to do a lot of time. What we should do, I would say, we have to follow what God reveals on our heart. Now, I think what I felt was that, okay, you know, don't make a scene out of try to preach or spoil these people's cookout. So I just told the brother, I said, well, just continue to seek and stay faithful. Just continue to seek, because I seen that he was on, you know, he had a good vision and that's what he was doing. I was hearing on the D.L. Hugin radio station back here, I think it was his station back here about a few days ago, a week ago, was that I think he had some kind of topic on there about they're saying that more people now are kind of turning away from the churches and things because, I don't know, I think it's something to have to do with how they're having to pay so much money just to come into churches these days.
That's right.
So, you know, tithes and different things like that, you know. And
that's
so
right.
I think they're saying a lot of people are turning away from the church because of that particular reason. That's one reason anyway.
Wait, Brother Larry, you're absolutely right, and that crosses all lines of religion, because even in Islam, the Muslims now, when they have events, they charge them so much excessive money. The focus don't seem, by me being a man of Allah, spiritual man, I know the focus now in religion, it ain't on the spirituality of religion, it's the material side. It's the vanity, self-glory. You got people who want to be glorified. I gave $1 million. They want their name to be called out. They want you to worship them like they're some type of God, because I gave more money than everybody else gave. God. And then you even see on their vehicles, the Christian and Muslim too, they have $100,000 Lexus or Mercedes, $200,000 car, and they have on there, I've been blessed. I've been blessed. Like all that a blessing is some something material.
Right.
Clean people good or helping somebody, that ain't no blessing no more. But me getting a whole lot of money and living in a $250,000 home, I'm blessed.
I need to interject on that. A long time ago when I was running the streets and on drugs, I was in the front of this gas station, and I asked a brother to help me out. There's a church right next door. The brother comes up, the pastor has a Rolls Royce. So the brother says, man, you know, you can help me out, let me pump the gas, whatever. He said, nah, this is for the collection plate. And that blew me away, because here it is, this brother, it's a Hummer out front, it's a Rolls Royce. Do you really need that to pull up in church? you know? Do you need, like the guy that wherever state he was from, talking about something, donate so I can buy a jet so I can go spread God's word. You really need a jet to go spread God's word? I mean, that's crazy. That doesn't make any sense to me. You need a jet. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yes, you're absolutely right, brother. You're absolutely right. And, I can say this right here, too. It says in the last days, this comes out of the Bible. I've been taught this since I was a little boy, and it stuck with me throughout my life. And now more, like Brother Larry said, that I've been blessed to grow almost 60 years now, it had really come home. My Lord really brought it home. And it says that... Well, I'll put it this way. Allah brought something else to me. It said in the last days, most people will be lovers of themselves. They wouldn't be lovers of God. They would be lovers of themselves. And it says, yeah, he just brought it back to me. It said, in the last days, you will find the devil in the places you least expect him in religion. In religion. He's in all religions, the devil. So now if the devil... And is in religion, where are you going to find God's people? In the street?
How about it?
In the street, and that's why I'm out there in the street. That's where God's people are. Because them devils in the religion and ran the people out of the churches and mosques and temples into the street. In the time of Jesus, he had to take his followers out of the temples at the time because they were so corrupt. The Jews had people worshiping them, taking all their money, just like they're doing now. And Jesus told them, no, this is wrong. There ain't no God. Y'all come with me out of this old corrupt place, and I'm going to teach y'all where God is and how y'all can stay connected with God all the time, and you ain't got to spend not one dime. Just give him your heart, give him your love, and you'll understand that he's with you all the time inside of you. This is what he taught. The kingdom of God is inside of all of us.
Right.
It ain't in no building. You ain't got to go to church or the mosque or be a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew by name to worship God. You got to have a pure heart and know that God resides or is inside you. And know that any good that you can do, understand your body is the church. So any good you can do for somebody, you do that good. Don't worry about what the churches is doing or the mosques or the people in there. They got to answer to Allah, the creator, for themselves. We all got the answers individual. You do good with your mosque, with your temple or church, your body, whatever you want to call it, but that's where God is. He's inside of you. So do good and be a good example. And I say this, a picture is worth 1,000 words. People have been coming up to me lately here in Washington, D.C., on George Avenue, and just telling me things such as, godly things like, I see the light in you. And I want to share this with you all. In a time where can't nobody hardly trust nobody, and you surely can't hardly get any money, and don't even think about the government, but just people, period. You've had two people to come up, and they wanted to buy some body oils from me, even though we're not selling, but they wanted to give us donations. And so they left the money with me. One left $50 or $60. And they told me, I ain't even worried about the money. I ain't worried about the oils. I trust you. I know they'll be here when I get ready to come back and get them. So in a time like this, if you got God in you, it was the same in all the prophets and messengers, found peace be upon them all. It's got to show in your good works.
Right.
It shows in your good works. It don't show in how much money you put in the church or the mosque. We got somebody else on the show. Brother Larry, I love you, and Brother Thaddeus, thank you all for your beautiful comments and inspiration of words. At this time, we want to give another guest an opportunity to come on, please.
Peace. Absolutely.
Assalamu alaikum.
Larry, I'm like we do have this guest seems to be our sister Muslima. This is her number. I think I know it by now. It's the 202-413-3512. Islam alaikum, sister. Muslima. Islam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Waalaikumsalam,
right.
How's everybody?
Everybody's good. We hope you are.
Smith. She has been here.
I'm just, actually, I'm just listening to the program. That's basically where I'm at right now.
We tried to take you on one.
And I have my ink pen ready. I'm sorry.
But we can talk together. We can talk. Maybe we can sing together, but we really can't talk together. And I am getting through you. But right now, I'm speaking. In 1 minute, I will bring you on. But I'm just letting the public know that you're such a great student. You're one of our faithful ones and a supportive one. And that you have been here for many years. But you have to get ahead of you. So I'm trying to get you ready to come. And now we're going to get some beautiful knowledge and listen from this sister. And we're speaking today, sister, on Speak Life or Death to the Song. Ms. Lima, you now have the air.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you. May Allah reward the host, the guest speakers, and the primary speaker, Abdul Shaheed.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm actually in a listening mode today. I just want to say that when we're speaking about the tongue, you know, the tongue can be silent and along with the heart and the mind, meaning that I utilize my faculties a few days straight to pray in the middle of the night. There were some trials that I was enduring, and I utilized my faculties to pray. It was a silent prayer, but also it was, you know, it. When you pray, of course, the intention is to reach the Creator, communication. And I just want to say that the power of the tongue, said out loud or silent, is powerful, can be used for us or against us. So the prayer that I made was in the middle of the night, a few nights, and it was amazing. When the earth is still, you are praying to your Creator. You know, while the king's doors are shut and every lover is with their beloved, here I am along with thee. It's very beautiful. So I'm in the listening mode, and thank you for all the wisdom, because I have my pen and I'm steady writing all this wisdom, beautiful wisdom and knowledge that's being revealed. So I just want to thank you so much.
Not a problem.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. And we want to thank you for coming on again and expressing yourself, sister. And we want to give you a message you can. It's always powerful and appreciated information. We have to now remember the boss of our community that go out to the rest of the year. So now we're talking on the air.
Okay, what was you saying, Sister Muslim? I had to leave the phone just for a few seconds, but what was you addressing me or asking me a question? Was you asking me a question?
No, I was just showing gratitude for the show.
Oh, okay. Well, we thank you very much for your support of the show, and we thank Allah, and we thank people like you. Because it is a show that truly Almighty Allah has blessed with information that the people really, really need. And I heard somebody say the other day, and we must never forget this, and as believers in Allah, Almighty Allah say, if we are able to reach one soul, just one soul out of about 8 billion people, just one soul, and cause that soul to reflect and realize, I'm not just created to be here to do what I want to do, but I have a purpose that the Creator created me to do, and that purpose is to serve and worship Him and to glorify Him and to prepare myself for a better life, even than this good life He gave me. If we can reach one person with that understanding, and that person begin to act and live upon that understanding every day of their life, Almighty God says, as if though we've saved the whole world of humanity. So that's how much one soul means to Allah. Allah ain't interested in numbers of saving the world, because only Allah is interested in the pure in heart. It's even a verse in the Bible say only the pure in heart God shall see Almighty God. The pure. See, that word is not spoken enough in this wicked, corrupt, moral, decadent society. Purity. Almighty God, Allah says in the Holy Quran, He says, He loves those who keep themselves pure and clean, and He loves those who do good. Now think about that. That will get you to heaven right there. Keeping your heart. He said, oh, succeed in this life. A lot of people try to get you to think that success is in the outside. How much money you got? Oh, I got me a home. It's a $250,000. I got me about, 20 acres of land. And, you know, I got me a condo. Oh, it costs $250,000 a month. And I look good. Don't I look good? I done lost weight and, you know, I done slimmed down. I look good, don't I? And all of these things, they are saying they look good and they're placing value in the material things and the outer things, our flesh. These things are just a test. They're not even real. The reality is unseen. The reality is Allah. It's the Creator. And this unseen world, you know, he called this whole world, the material world, a cover. You know how you put cover on you when you go to bed at night, right? Almighty God called this world a cover that hides the truth. So if you want to know the truth, you got to focus on the unseen and get your attention off the seen altogether. That includes yourself. That's why we're taught, stop looking in the mirror all the time. And I'm a victim of that. I wasn't looking in the mirror all the time because I thought I looked so good. But I was really, this is sincere, I was trying to see if there was another side of my life than the physical body. My mother and them didn't know that. They used to just pick him and say, oh, boy, you think you're all that good looking and all that pretty and all that stuff. And even now, some of the sisters like Muslim on my wife, they may think that, but it's not that. It's just that I be looking for the goodness of Almighty God, His light. The sea is just shining brighter and brighter in me every day, because every day I try to get better in my conduct. I try to do more good. I try to live that day as if it's my last day, because I know that Allah said, don't die unless you're in a state of submission to His will. And His will is not our will. So ain't no way I can be submitting to my will and die and go back to heaven with Allah. I will go to hell, and all the rest of you will too. So take that verse serious too. Thou not accept that you're submitting to the will of Allah. And the will of Allah is not our will, so don't confuse it. The will of Allah is the Holy Quran. It have not been touched by man. Man can't change not one ayat. In the Quran, Allah said He had protected the Quran from corruption. He said no corruption can approach it from before it or behind it, nor from the right or the left. No corruption can touch the Quran. And Allah said the only people that will be able to understand His glorious truth in the Quran are those who are clean and pure in their heart. And He don't mean touch the book like you touch something physically. He means touch in the sense of understanding or comprehending the Quran. If you're corrupt in your heart, you can read it and you can even quote the words, but you won't be able to apply the words in your life for your benefit. So I just wanted to say that. And Brother Larry or Brother Thaddeus, if you're still on, you have something to say to that, please, please come on and help the brother out.
Okay. Well, so I absolutely agree with you that, you know, like the Christian Bible was put here just to help enslave the black man. You know, the Quran is never advertised. It is a choice that you have to make. You want to study,
right.
You want to learn, you learn. Surround yourself with positive thinking people. That's even another plus 10. I never really, to tell you the truth, I always learn from people that I'm around. I never really read anything. To be honest with you, which I should. Yeah, that's my focus. You know, that's just me. That's something that I have to train myself to do. But to be honest with you, I really don't read too much. I read a lot of other things, but I really don't read the spiritual word like I should be. But I tell you this, I know what's right and wrong within my heart. I definitely know when I do wrong, because the next day I feel terrible. you know, and that's a purpose. And I know God is not done with me, because I would have left in 2008 when I got stabbed in the heart. You see what I'm saying? So he's not done with me. There's something, every one of us have a purpose. Whatever
yes,
that purpose is, I don't know. I don't know. I can't pinpoint, I can't put a finger on it, but I do know this, is that when I do something right for someone, I do a good deed, I feel overjoyed. I feel filled with joy. I feel great. I say something
yes.
beautiful to somebody, even when they're being wicked to me, they're cutting me with their razor tongue. God bless you. You know what I'm saying? I leave it at that, and I still feel good. But the devil comes at you, the Satan comes at you, and tries to tear you down, tear your thoughts down, makes you wonder, what makes you doubt. And that's just what he wants you to do. He wants you to doubt yourself, doubt which how you're going to make it from day to day, and that's just the will of the devil. That's not a lot. But like I said, I'd like to flow like water. I'm trying to do my best. I am a man, so I'm not going to lie and say I don't worry. Sure, but I strive not to worry.
Right,
and that's
right.
That's what I focus on a daily basis.
Well, you know, you're being human, if I can just interject. It's human to worry. It's human to error. But Almighty God, Allah, he gives us a way out of error. He says he or she who sincerely repents of a sin is like he or she who have committed no sin. So the key is sincerity. You know, that's sincerity. And we have to realize that, you know, we are only here in this world for trial. We're not put here to think that it's supposed to be just all ease. Allah say in the Quran, with every difficulty, there is relief. So he said he created us also, the human being, into toil and to struggle. And he said it is with all toil and struggle that comes relief. And Allah say he try us in order to reward us. So you don't get the trial if you don't, I mean the reward if you don't be tried, even in school. If you want to pass the test, then you got to do your homework. You pass it.
Right.
The best NBA players or martial artists or whatever you're into, field you're into, you got to put in the work in order to pass. You got to go through the test. You got to go through the trial. And after you go through the trial, if you successfully pass, then you succeed. You move on. That's how life is. If you pass the trials every day, and I want to say this, that Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, peace and peace be upon him, he said, for us to refrain or stay away from sin and speaking of the evils we see in other people that we know is in ourselves. You see, and we are taught that if we don't have anything good to say about anybody, even if it's bad, we see them doing, don't look at the bad. Don't talk about the bad. He said we don't have anything good to say about anybody, keep silent. Why? Because when you speak evil of others, even if you're right, you bring an evil out of yourself. You become an evil yourself, and the more you keep doing that, the more you're going to see you turn from a righteous person to a corrupt person.
Right.
So that's why
right.
we got to stay even away from evil thinking ourselves. And when I walk around up here in D.C. and see these gays and lesbians and stuff, I treat them just like Allah made them good. I don't look for no bad. I don't say to them, I don't want you around me, you old gay, and try to judge them. No, I treat them just like that. And then I don't call them, say, yes to a woman just trying to be a man. I don't say, yes, sir. I say, yes, ma'am. I don't
That's
say
right.
to a man trying to be a woman, I don't say, yes, ma'am. I say, yes, sir.
That's right.
and they don't curse me out and say, I'm a man. Hey, hey, don't can't you see? Look at what I got. So the good will always prevail over the evil.
Right.
But you got to stay speaking the good. You got to speak good. And, you know, like you said, I want to say, I think you said it earlier, good is like this here. It's like a ripple effect in a pond, like Bruce Lee said. You throw the pebble out into the river, and then you'll see the ripples just ripple all over the pond until it covers the whole pond. That's how life is. If you put good out there, just like they're putting evil out there, don't you know that good's going to keep rippling, have a ripple effect? It's going to touch that person, and then that person will eventually touch that person, and then after a while, that good's going to be spread all over the world, and we're going to have a good world again. So just keep putting the good out there that God, you got in you. Don't worry about what nobody else ain't doing. You keep putting the good out there, and you'll be amazed at how far that good will go. One man, 1400 years ago, changed the world with the goodness of Allah in him. His name was Muhammad Mustafa Ibn Abdullah. That's why we got a good world today, because of that one man. So don't tell me no one person can't make a difference if they have God consciousness, taqwa, their conscience of Allah, and do good deeds every day. You'll make a big difference in this corrupt world. I just wanted to say that right there.
Right. I also want to put this out there, too. To those who are listening, if you have someone that's always focusing on your negative, I always say, hey, look, there's light within me. I don't want to be labeled just because I did something negative a long time ago and want you to think that this is who I am. I've been told, oh, that's who you are. I said, no, that's not who I am. I made some bad choices, bad decisions, but that's not who I am. God knows.
Exactly.
You know,
yes.
I know, and he tells me, I'm not patting myself on the back, but he tells me, you know, hey, look, this is you. You do good, you feel good. It's like when you go out there and you work out, practice, and when you stop, you reward, you're bombarded with a great sensation all over your body. You know, they call it a runner's high or whatever. That's just your own reward system within your temple. So when you do good deeds, God rewards you, and you feel wonderful, you know. I always smile. Oh, I'm a smiling person. Sometimes I get quiet. I don't want to talk. I just listen, you know, and that takes a lot of practice and patience. But I also know this. When you do good, you try, you strive. Don't try. There's no such thing as try. I strive. Strive to do better today to make my tomorrow better than yesterday. And that's all. That's what the test is. That's why you wake up every morning. Okay, what you going to do today? Let's see you do better than yesterday. You see what I'm saying? And that's what it's about. And that's the test. That's the ultimate test from Allah. It's to be better, to be more like him, because he resides within you. And the devil always tries to take over and control your thoughts. Like I said, like a radio station that shouts those little commercials, and then all of a sudden you see
Who is this, Brother Thaddeus?
Yes.
Brother Thaddeus, we got a guest, and I want you and Muslim and Brother Larry to know we met our cousin of Malcolm X. This is Malcolm X's cousin. He's getting ready to come on, so we want to let him come on and kind of conclude the program because we got to cut it short early. So this is Malcolm X's third cousin.
Awesome.
All right.
Salaam alaikum.
Yes, you're here.
Walaikum salam. Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam.
Yeah, this is Brother Little calling in, trying to talk, share some words with the sisters and brothers of the Nation of Islam. And
yes,
the Sunni Muslims. The Muslims of Washington, D.C.
Yes, sir. Go ahead on, Brother Little.
Yeah, I met a brother the other day up there at Piney Branch Safeway, and we got to talking. And I just want to say, me being an experienced Muslim myself and coming up as a young man, I can remember my cousin Malcolm used to say things to my father. You know, I was, if Malcolm is living right now today, he would be leading us, to be honest. And I really think if he ran for president, he probably would win. But I just want to say, I can remember vividly in my mind, Salah, how Malcolm used to always praise that he prayed five times a day.
Yes, sir.
And that was so important. That was so important to him. And I just want to say all the brothers and sisters of the Nation of Islam or Sunni Muslims, if I can share some knowledge with you, you can reach me at jlittle1961.jl@gmail.com. I just want to say salam alaikum and halal to Allah. And all praises to Allah, and keep moving forward. You know, like I say, the pillar of life is your prayer. Your prayer is so strong. And,
yes, it is.
If you can get 10 times a day, you know, Malcolm will be so proud.
Yes, yes, you're right, brother. And I thank you for just coming on, Brother Little, because you're a big part of history. And El Hajj Malik Shabazz, a.k.a. Malcolm X, you can't go in a library in the whole world without there having his autobiography in it. And he have influenced more Muslims, people to accept Islam, than any other single Muslim on the planet Earth.
Yeah, hula. But like I say, I'm proud of the blood that runs through my body. And I just want to say all to the Muslim sisters, if there's something I can share with you, you can reach me at jlittle1961.jl@gmail.com. Salaam alaikum, my brothers and sisters.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. Thank you for coming on.
All right, now. Take care.
All right, do the same.
Okay, now.
So,
Thank you, our beautiful family. Appreciate having you and your feedback. We welcome again anytime. We want to thank you, our radio listeners, because you're listening to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz. Today's topic has been Speak Life or Death to Come. And we have had a powerful message that has been sent forth. And some beautiful, beautiful guest speakers to give us wonderful feedback. We invite all of you to join us again next week at the same time, 10:30 a.m., the radio broadcast show of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We thank you for coming. Please bring someone else, remind someone else, help someone else. Speaking. And join us next week. Pass the word, and enjoy your day. May Allah be with you. We're going to have Imam Shahid Shabazz give us a prayer, and we will end the talk show for today. Imam Shahid Shabazz, you're now on the air again.
Okay, thank you all for listening and for your beautiful comments. We will close out with the opening prayer of the Holy Quran. That is befitting for all occasions, and this is what we will close out with. We will say it the best we can in Arabic of the Quran and then translate it in English. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord, the God and the Evolver, the Cherisher and Sustainer of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, Master, Ruler of the Day of Judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, those whose portion is not left and who go not astray. Amen. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Thank you again, our radio listening audience.
The makings of a dream, follow the light, chase after your goal, don't give up the fight, travel that road, shoot for the stars, so follow your dreams and follow your heart. All about all the goals you set, how you execute. Stay on your path, long as you believe, then you will have anything. Be who you wanna be, live the lifestyle with luxury. Poker face, don't let them see what you're going through. If you chase your dreams, you will succeed. All you want is a mansion, a condo in Manhattan, a ski lodge in the Aspens, beachfront in the Hamptons. Know you gotta keep trying, know you gotta keep fighting. Gets hard sometimes, trying to filter out the hate with all that lying. So just push past them skeptics, jump over the yes men, skate across that bullish. Still sticking to your plan, still following your dreams. Never let hate get you down, tackle it, cause defense is the only way to stand your ground. Keep your mind set.